We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
One, two, three.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Thank y'all for joining us on the Talking Tech with Teddy podcast. This is podcast number two of this new year. If you miss CJ Powell, he's a fount of good cheer. Go back and check him out. We talked to him last week. He's wide receiver on the football team. They, of course, open up at the University of Texas on Saturday the 31st down in Austin. But today we are joined by... Introduce yourself, please, ma'am.
Jalen Peoples.
Jalen Peoples. She is from Riverside, California. She's got on a pretty conference dress, a black soccer shirt, because she's one of our soccer studs, and she has a chance to break a lot of records this year. So we're going to talk to her for a minute. We also have Kay McGuire in here. He's a, speaking of studs, he's forgot more about soccer than I, of course, know, and does a great job publicizing this program. What happened 10 years ago today, Kay?
10 years ago today was the first ever home soccer match at the Lady Texter Soccer Complex. August 21st, 2009, it was Louisiana Tech versus the Lamar Cardinals, and the Lady Texters pulled it out in double overtime, 3-2.
Sweetness.
So, yeah. It'll be missed. R.I.P.
Yeah. The complex, of course, is not there anymore. I couldn't help but notice.
But we'll get a brand new one.
We'll get a brand new one
that'll look great.
Yes. And how has the team reacted to that, patience-wise? Because y'all are practicing. Y'all are in camp now.
Yeah, which we appreciate a lot. The football team is willing to cooperate with us and let us use their turf field. But I think just as any challenge or adversity that any team faces, like we have a strong hold on it, and we're trying to put a brave face on. It's hard sometimes, but we're definitely trying to stay positive and just looking forward to our conference games and just getting really prepared for those in whatever field we're at, and just trying to do the best we can.
We can first see y'all's team win, one of you two.
Tomorrow night.
But, and this podcast will post tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thursday. Okay, it's Wednesday now.
Yep. The game will be on YouTube at Southeastern Louisiana, 7 p.m. kickoff. So I certainly expect to see a lot of Jalen Peoples in the midfield making some magic happen.
Well, she is a midfielder. And she has a chance to break a lot of records this year. 62 career games played, 85 is the record. She's within shot of the record of career starts, career minutes 5,184, which Kane, by no shock, has figured out is 86.4 hours.
Wow. And
also, you have a chance to break the record for career assists. Tell us what a midfielder does for some of these nuts who don't know what soccer's about.
What don't midfielders do?
So y'all are most versatile on the field, probably?
Most likely. Usually we're kind of running everywhere. We're pretty much the playmakers of the game. We have to defend mm-hmm. and attack. So usually we're pretty much everywhere, helping out defense, offense, just pretty much the basic roles of all of them.
Okay,
together.
And it'd be you more than a scorer, you're trying to set up scores.
Indeed, yeah. Okay.
And apparently you're good at it since you may leave here as an all-time career assist human being. How's camp been?
It's been good. It's been really good. It's been very interesting to see all the newcomers come mm-hmm. in with only nine returners coming mm-hmm. back. But it's been really good. The team's been working really well together. Our practices have been really good and looking good as a team and as a mm-hmm. unit for how many newcomers we have. So that's good.
Is Coach Sherry still not letting y'all use y'all's hands?
No, I don't think we should be.
Yeah, man. You're one of five seniors on the team.
I am.
You're from Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
That's about an hour toward the ocean from L.A. It's an hour east from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take you to get to the beach?
Probably an hour.
Okay. Have you ever seen a movie star out in Southern California?
No.
Not Mr. Goodrich or anybody?
Never.
Seems like you'd by accident bump into somebody. The Lady Texters basketball team before you were born, Jay, back in like 80, 79, 80, 81, they went out there and mopped the floor with USC and UCLA and I think Long Beach State.
Dang.
And they saw in the airport Mr. Goodrich. Back then there was a guy who he advertised stuff on TV and he called him Mr. And they just were floored like they'd seen Robert Redford. It's all they could talk about. Not being ranked number one in America when they got back. But we saw Mr. Goodrich
That's
in the airport.
Crazy.
It is. What about orange trees? You got one of those in your yard?
Oh, yes. Well, not in my yard, but our city is like the city of oranges. Mm-hmm. We have so many orange trees around our city. It's literally like what our city is known for.
A lot of your neighbors would have orange. A lot of people would have them in their yard, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you're pro orange?
Yeah.
How do I say that mountain that you look at? Is it Mount Rubidoux?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Yep.
You've been up it?
I have. It's very nice. Has many different trails to go on. It's mm-hmm. has a nice overlooking view of the whole city. It's great.
If you Google it online, or just Google Riverside, California, but it really is, they do have some panoramic pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They have the biggest sunrise Easter service, mm-hmm. I think. Have you ever attended that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Must be fascinating.
Yeah, those are the best times. Sunset, sunrise are the best times to go.
Kane's laughing because you can't play soccer on Mount Rubidoux.
No.
And so,
it's not flat enough.
No,
Being quite difficult.
Issue. Why did you come to Tech from Riverside, from soccer-rich Southern California?
Coach just really pursued me and really sold me on the culture and what the team was about. And just being here for 4 years and I've gotten what he's told me, what the culture of the team is, and just being told that from the beginning, that's what the type of the team mm-hmm. I wanted to be a part of, like a family unit type team, a team that was together and that played the type of style of soccer that I wanted, mm-hmm. which is technical and passing and not just like big athletic kicking, long balls and all these things. And so
more kind of poetry soccer.
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty much like what I like to do with soccer. But Coach really sold me on that and really just sold me like on what the team really was.
Y'all have like some pillars of y'all's program, right?
We do.
So
four pillars.
Share that with
respect, fearless, passion, and service.
Okay.
I used to.
Yep.
Beautiful. The fifth one is must be able to kick.
Hopefully we can do that.
What is your major?
Psychology.
Okay, you've been studying because I couldn't help but notice that you're on the commissioner's honor roll. You're consistently, you're an academic medalist, and what do you want to do with your degree?
I'd like to pursue a job being a therapist.
Oh, thank God. Can I get a discount?
but I'd like...
Me too.
I'd like to pursue being a job in therapist, but great. With special needs kids.
Oh, good.
But God. Possibly in the sports aspect, because mm-hmm. I know it's a hard field for them to be in. Mm-hmm. So just kind of looking in those areas, but definitely being a therapist with those types of kids.
What's some volunteer work that you and your teammates have been doing the last 4 years that have meant a lot to you?
We honestly do everything.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, we work with Four Paws a lot. There's just been so many. We just try to help out wherever we can, and we just want to let our community know that we're there and there to serve them and to be like examples for them of what our soccer team is really about. So there's just been so many over the past 4 years. I can't even recall.
No, and I'm always, y'all do a lot of free clinics for little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are amazing.
The bad thing about the tornado, one of the things was I don't get to look over there on that field anymore. And there was always little people hanging around with y'all a lot.
Yeah.
And I've never talked to one of you that didn't say they didn't enjoy it a whole lot. What does, tell us about your junior year last year, about the team's year and how you feel it all ended. Not necessarily the tornado, just, well, no,
like
y'all
the
were
season?
Done. Yeah, last fall.
I thought it was a really good year. Coming into it, I was like, I don't know how this year's going to turn out, but it really turned out for the better, and we made it incredibly far in our tournament, and it's very unfortunate how we fell out of it. But I think I'm just super proud of, like, how far we made it. Mm-hmm. And just, like, us being in overtime, like, every single game and managing to push through and win those games was just, like, incredible and says a lot about our work ethic and our dedication to wanting to be committed to our team and to each other. And so as bad as it was to lose in PKs, mm-hmm. it was a really far run.
Explain PKs, which is penalty kicks.
So,
just so folks, if they're listening, some of these are only football people who listen to this. They're trying to figure out soccer.
Okay, so hopefully you know what a goal is. Hopefully people know what a goal is. So there is a little hash mark that is outside the goalkeeper box. So there's an 18-yard box, which is the biggest one. And then there's a 12-yard box, right?
Six.
Six-yard box. Wow. Don't even know myself. But there's a six-yard box. But the 12-yard mark is the little dash. And usually for PKs, you put the ball right there. And it's just you and the goalkeeper. And you have to make it.
And we start doing this once we reach a certain point in the game where we're tied. And we got to get through the game at some point.
Yeah.
What's the most penalty kick game you've ever been involved in? Can you remember? That ever got to double digits?
No, it's always usually ended with like five.
Five or so?
Yeah, five or six.
Who is this academy that you played for in Southern California? You obviously played in high school. You're a two-year captain. Congratulations on being a wonderful leader. Twice named MVP as defensive midfielder. Then you played for these people, but I can't say that word right there.
Patty Doris.
Okay. Well, I can say Ruben, though, but I can't say that.
Yeah.
It sounds very Southern California-ish.
It is.
Y'all were ranked 24th in the nation and 7th in South California, so that shows you how rich South California is, I guess, with soccer. What was that experience like? Did that make you better playing with those people?
Oh, yeah. We traveled a lot, and we just always were put up against, like, the best teams and the best competition. And that's what clubs are for, because that's the club that I was on, and you're supposed to be put in those types of situations.
Kane tells me that you scored your first career goal at Tech last season on a direct corner.
Oh, yes. So that was exciting.
Really, that's when you put it in the, like if it's the end zone, it would be in the corner of the end zone where the pylon is.
Mm-hmm.
So the ball's there, and you have to hook that baby around.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Were you feeling it?
I
have a chance?
I can't even, like, think about it. It was crazy.
It was an overtime, too, right?
Yeah. Wasn't it the ODU?
Golden goal against Ultimate.
Yeah.
If you score in overtime, it's, you know, it's sudden death. So if you score, it's over.
And that's what we call a golden goal.
High
just
five.
Got a high five from Jill. One of the rare times she can use her hand. What makes you think this team has a chance to do well?
I just think, you know, the returners that we have, we all know what is expected of us, and just kind of having that leadership from us and putting that on the freshmen will even set the tone. But I think this year we have a good solid group of girls who can come in and start to play right off the bat for us, which will, it'll be interesting to see how we all work together on the field, actually. But I think it'll be good. I think it'll be new, fresh legs, and then old people, not really old people, but experienced people coming back.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were about me.
No. Experienced people coming back, and just a good mix of the two. That'll bring some new dynamics to the team.
And Kane, before we let y'all go, what do we know about where we're going to play these first few games? And I know you're on the road a lot here in a minute.
Yeah, they're getting ready to embark on quite the tour, playing 7 road matches in a 10-day period. How are you going to prepare for that? I mean, how do you prepare for something like that?
I don't really know if you can prepare for that. We've just been practicing a lot, but obviously getting a whole bunch of recovery in and just being smart with practices in between what we're doing in between so that we're well rested for each game. But it's just kind of having to do it, and, you know, it's taking it on one game at a time.
Show up at the field and start playing.
Yeah,
play. Are you better than your brother? Your brother played in Southern California.
Ooh.
His name's Justin, J-U-S-T-Y-N, and Jalen's J-A-E-L-Y-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jay.
Yeah.
Are you better than him?
Well,
I mean, he's just a guy.
Yeah, no big deal.
What kind of player was he? What position did he play?
He played center back.
Which is?
Defense.
Okay, so... You're between, there's center back, then it'll be you on the way to the other person's.
On the way to the forwards.
Right.
Yes.
So think about it, you have a back line of 4 people traditionally. Yep. You got your wing backs on the edges,
got
and you got your 2 center backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it?
It's filed away. 2 more things. What number do you wear?
13.
Had a girl. And so she's scared of nothing. Do you know who number 2 is on our team? Do we have a number 2?
Sophie.
So we'll dedicate this podcast to her if you'll tell her, because it's the second podcast of the year.
Okay, great.
And tell her she doesn't like it. Don't tell us. We tried very hard to make it good. Y'all, root for Jay Peoples. She's Jay of by and for the Peoples. From she's 5'8", a senior, Martin Luther High in Riverside, California. Have you ever had any of your teammates go home with you?
I have.
Not from there?
Yes.
Okay.
One of... My teammate Stella, who's from Canada, came home with me for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Was she just freaked out by everything?
No, she was like in awe, like loved it all.
I bet she did.
Yeah.
I love your part of the world.
I do too.
Well, thanks for Riverside for loaning you to us for these 4 years. Have a great season.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks to Jay. We'll talk to y'all later.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.